This is a commercial-free, streaming-on-demand presentation from WBPM.
Light it up, let's get this show on the road!
In 2017, Styx surprised their fans with The Mission, their first album in 12 years, and first with all original material since Cyclorama in 2003.
Well, we got into such a groove doing The Mission that we really never stopped writing. And songwriting, it is one of those things that you don't necessarily write the whole album from scratch.
Singer and guitarist Tommy Shaw.
So you just never know. There aren't really any rules. But we always keep gathering little bits and pieces, little song buds or nuggets or acorns or whatever you want to call it. And when we decided to, let's just see if we can flesh out some of those nuggets, that's what happened. All of a sudden, there's these things happening. I had about four years ago or something, I did this. I had that in a dressing room playing it on my acoustic guitar. And Todd started playing along with me on his practice pad. And then Ricky started, playing along on the bass. And next thing you know, Lawrence is playing it. So we had that little thing, probably 4 or 5 years. When we started working on new music, it was like, whatever happened to that little bud? So I found it. And that just kept going and became the title track.
The Crash of the Crown is the band's 17th studio album and third to feature the lineup of James J.Y. Young, Tommy Shaw, Chuck Panazzo, Todd Zuckerman, Ricky Phillips, and Lawrence Gowan. Founding member and the godfather of Styx, guitarist James J.Y. Young.
All right, Crash of the Crown, the pandemic album by Styx. The great thing is we have incredible versatility here in everybody in the band, so we're looking to try and break new ground in a familiar way. How does that sound?
It sounds like Styx, JY. Hi, I'm Dan Neer. That versatility will come crashing through your speakers over the next hour as JY, Tommy Shaw, and Lawrence Gowan guide you through the new album, The Crash of the Crown, as well as songs that helped form the nearly 50-year foundation that Styx could build upon.
Hi, this is Tommy Shaw. Welcome to Styx, Crash of the Crown. All access.
See the waypoint on that distant blue horizon on the ocean. At that place of real tranquility, devotion. Where I see my life one day with you. I'll be waiting when you step toward the edge. I will. I'll be there to take that dance with you.
from the just-released 17th studio album from Styx. That's the title track, The Crash of the Crown. The first song they ever did with three lead singers. Lawrence Gowan describes it as, quote, the culmination of all our talents crammed together into one song, Abbey Road style.
It is. I'm going to stand by that because I love side two of Abbey Road. I'm one of the billions probably that love the fact that when they took small ideas and jammed them together, the personality of those four guys was jumping at you from different directions so quickly that it was difficult to absorb it all in one go. And now, of course, it's become part of the whole texture of understanding that band. And I think a song that takes people on a fast and furious ride like that, that resolves nicely with a soft landing, is a good way to present the band.
It was also a way for Lawrence to finally use his mellotron on a Styx song. Another instrument that made its debut on The Crash of the Crown is Tommy Shaw's banjo on Our Wonderful Lives.
That's right. It's a little taste of Americana in that song, because this was an American situation. You know, the whole country was going through something at the same time. And that song is about, you know, it's like coming out the other side of the pandemic. You know, it's like, okay, it looks like maybe we're seeing the end of this. So let's open up the curtains and let's, you know, it's still kind of out there, but maybe we can start going outside and see each other or something.
It's a brand new day, and I'm tired.
Wonderful Lives, one of 15 songs on the new Styx album, The Crash of the Crown. At the top of the show, Tommy Shaw explained how the album came together, saying they kept, quote, gathering little bits and pieces, little song buds or nuggets or acorns, unquote. But for Lawrence Gowan, there was one song in particular that he feels kick-started the album, Common Ground.
In a lot of ways it did, because, you know, we all have our own kind of camera angle as to what we think the strength of the band is. And, you know, Tommy writes phenomenal you know, thematic songs that have very memorable choruses and follow a very traditional songwriting style. But some of his best material and the stuff that I'm drawn to is more the progressive side of Styx, where the songs take a quick, sharp, unexpected turn, which can help you while you're driving with the album, I suppose. Or maybe not. But I love that side of music. It's very dramatic. It leads to great staging as far as a rock show goes, where the lighting can be very dramatically shifted from one mood to another, and the band suddenly kicks into a high gear and then lets go. And all those little nuances that we know we can pull together, they lead the band into an area that no one person could kind of predict and no one person could write. So Common Ground is one of those songs.
With guitarist James J.Y. Young burning up the fretboard, that's Common Ground from the new album by Styx, The Crash of the Crown, here on All Access.
Tommy and I both obviously are skilled lead guitar players, but Tommy has a much more lyrical style than I do. I'm more influenced by the likes of Jimi Hendrix, and it was more about using the fretboard as the starting place, but we like to do as many wacky, crazy things and use feedback in the studio and you get different octaves that you can get notes out that don't belong in the guitar if you know how to, you know, make the harmonics work right and whatever. You know, they're looking for me to do, you know, like the guitar solo on Renegade, that's my guitar solo, and that's maybe our most known guitar solo. People are wowed by that, by my playing on Renegade, and so it's trying to bring back that Renegade magic.
Oh, mama, I'm in fear for my life from the long arm of the law. Lawman is putting an end to my running, and I'm so far from my home.
Oh, mama, I can hear you a-crying, you're so scared and all alone. Hangman is coming down from the gallows, and I don't have very long.
Going back to 1978 and Renegade off their eighth album, Pieces of Eight.
It's like the ultimate fight song. It's a rally song.
And you'll find out exactly what Tommy Shaw is talking about when Styx, the Crash of the Crown All Access returns right after this brief timeout.
Too much time on my...
Listening to 92.9 and 96.5 WBPM. Who knew you could have this much fun for free?
Hi, this is Lawrence Gowan of Styx. You're tuned to an exclusive all-access special on our new album, Crash of the Crown. Here to guide you through it is Dan Neer.
Thank you, Lawrence. In the first segment, Lawrence explained how the song Common Ground was the starting point of their new album, The Crash of the Crown. But when you listen to it, The first song you'll hear is The Fight of Our Lives. Once again, Tommy Shaw.
It's like the ultimate fight song. It's a rally song. And it's a lot of it is just us wanting to just get out on that stage, you know. You know, and it has been the fight of our lives to get through this, literally. And so we had to start the record with that. There's really no other place that seemed appropriate.
Fight of Our Lives, followed by A Monster, the opening salvo on the new album by Styx, The Crash of the Crown. JY, over to you.
The three-part harmonies obviously are a Styx trademark. They have been from the very beginning, but we don't always do that. But it's nice to have it because it is kind of identifiable as who we are and who we are known as. So they'll find a spot for me in there. And Lawrence now is the guy that sings the really high parts. And Tommy, sometimes I'll be on the lowest one. Where in the old days, sometimes I was on the highest one.
The thing I've always liked about Styx music is it talks about human emotions and getting through life, and everything's going to be all right. It's kind of a gospel sort of tradition.
Dick's putting those trademark harmonies to work onto those off their just-released second studio album in 4 years, The Crash of the Crown. While Tommy Shaw and Lawrence Gowan were the driving force behind the creation of The Crash of the Crown, it was a group effort when it came to recording. This even included original bassist Chuck Panazzo, who, despite having underlying health conditions, braved the pandemic to be part of it, thanks in part to the band's longtime road manager, George Packer, as Tommy Shaw explains.
Chuck came up from Miami by car. George flew to Miami, rented a Suburban, picked Chuck up, drove him, I think it was like 900 miles to Nashville, and we were there for 2 days, turned around and drove him back, and flew back to Philadelphia. Chuck, he needs to be in the room with the producer and the songwriters, and you know, he wants to be, you know, and it would be sacrilege to do a Styx album and not be the best to have Chuck Panazzo on it.
I had a dream about the ocean. I was somewhere lost at sea. When I heard somebody calling, come to me. I assumed it must be Neptune. Luring me into the deep. When I woke to hear my own voice calling.
1977's The Grand Delusion, that's Styx with Fooling Yourself, The Angry Young Man. And before that, Lost at Sea off their new album, The Crash of the Crown.
Be true to thine own self.
Exactly, James.
And know thyself.
And know thyself, and get to know thyself even better.
J.Y., Lawrence, and Tommy will explain exactly what they're talking about when Styx, The Crash of the Crown, All Access comes crashing back out of your speakers right after this.
You're listening to 92.9 and 96.5 WBPM. Don't go thinking we can't see you just because it's radio.
Hey, everybody, this is James J.Y. Young from the rock band Styx. You are tuned to this exclusive All Access special on our new album, Crash of the Crown. Once again, Mr. Dan Near.
Why, Mr. Young, I thank you. With America coming together to give COVID-19 a run for its money, Styx will bring you a bang for your buck as they're back on the road for the first time in over a year, one of the first major rock acts to do so.
My favorite part of what I do is being on stage in front of an audience and seeing familiar faces that I've seen for decades. Reconnecting with our audience in every way that we do is a life-affirming thing, and I will look forward to that. And I have never feared this virus ever. For me, I feel stronger than I ever did, and I do more medical reading than any human being I know, and my immune system is strong. And I intend to be 100 years old. And maybe the oldest man on the planet.
I'm so happy that the United States is feeling confident enough to do these shows and to have people start to move in a much more confident way in public, because people have done the responsible thing.
We've been working with the building managers and the promoters to follow the news from the health experts and what are the latest statistics. You know, what can you do? What should you do? And that's how we're going. We started out thinking of play half the building, you know, so there's a seat between everybody, and it may still be like that, but, you know, with so many people being vaccinated to the point where they can be amongst each other in certain situations, well, we're coming to that building, and however we can get everybody in there safely for themselves and safe for the band and our crew, we'll do the best that we can at any given time. And, you know, things open up more, and hallelujah. It's just going to be so nice to all be in the same room playing. It's going to be a treat.
I'm not a charity case.
Tommy Shaw leading Styx through Blue Collar Man Long Nights live at Riverport Amphitheater, St. Louis, Missouri, June 9th, 2000. When it came to writing the songs for and recording their new album, The Crash of the Crown, Tommy Shaw says, quote, "We're pretty true to our influences.
Like we always were in the past. We were always fans of Yes, of Crosby, Stills, and Nash, The Who, The Beatles, Queen. We love who we love."
I think there was a conscious effort, actually, how not to have this record go. So it was like, try to avoid trying things that are way too modern and outside the realm of how the great Styx classic records were put together. So that comes right down to the gear that you use. So, you know,
be true to thine own self.
Exactly, James.
And know thyself.
And know thyself. And get to know thyself even better.
Of my life. Here I'm thinking I'm a rarity, craving popularity. Just slow down. Love me, love me like you know me well. Believe the stories I can tell about me. Help me, help me build my monument. No worry where the body went. Trust me. Bravery is not the very core of me. Bravery, I'm giving it up, giving it out. Bravery is not the very heart of me. Bravery, I'm giving it up, giving it out. Bravery. Fighting all the elements in this crowd. Rare birds crashing into window panes. Lord, I hope it rains before we spiral.
Reveries from the brand new album by Styx, The Crash of the Crown. If you've already picked up a copy of the album or plan on doing so, here's what Tommy, Lawrence, and JY are hoping you'll do.
I'd like to think that they listened to it from beginning to end. That's why we, you know, beat ourselves bloody doing the sequencing and the editing. You know, keep it interesting and sounding good, so you do want to hear more. You want to hear what, okay, now what's the next song going
to
be like?
First of all, I want them to be able to do the greatest thing of all, which is play the record again and begin to personalize what it's singing about and to get those melodies into their heads. That's the most important thing, is that the melodies get into their heads to where they find themselves singing them and putting it in the card. Or, you know, basically to where they become part of the soundtrack of their lives in a very quick order. That's number one. Apart from that, just knowing that the band that they've loved for all these decades is alive and well and making new music, and there are new things on the horizon that are going to connect up to the past in a seamless way.
We're not trying to reinvent ourselves. Stylistically speaking, we're doing things that are within the recognized Styx wheelhouse, and we're just trying to lyrically give it a contemporary spin with, you know, a little different seasoning maybe than we've done in the past. And ultimately, it's going to be the listening public that gives us thumbs up or thumbs down at our efforts.
Styx, The Crash of the Crown is available on CD, clear vinyl, black vinyl, and digitally wherever you buy your music or at styxworld.com. Styx, The Crash of the Crown All Access was produced in New Jersey by Near Perfect Productions for Alpha Dog 2T UME. No portion may be reproduced without the written consent of the producers. Special thanks to Charlie Brusco and Red Light Management, Amanda Kagan, Jamie Hartley, Dylan Selvaggi, Michael Azar, and of course, James J.Y. Young, Tommy Shaw, and Lawrence Cowan. I'm Dan Neer.
Hi, this is James J.Y. Young of the rock band Styx.
I'm Tommy Shaw.
And this is Lawrence Cowan. Thanks for listening.